Welcome back to The Price of Business. I am your host, Kevin Price, talking to you about you and your business. I got Patty Miller back here. You remember her. She was on just a couple segments ago. She is not only with the Association of Commercial Real Estate Professionals, that's ACRP.org, but she's also with a company called E.E. Reed Construction. I also have Harvey English here with me, and he's with CommercialTax.com, the Commercial Tax Network. By the way, I work with them directly with our tax needs, and not only can, but do speak highly of him. Good to see you there. Harvey, how are you?
Thank you for having me, Kevin. Thank you.
Good, good. All right, we're going to talk again with Patty. Patty, you are with a very important organization, one of the many groups that are out there that people simply aren't aware of, but really play a big part in our economy. In this case, the Association of Commercial Real Estate Professionals. What are some of the things that ACRP does that helps make commercial real estate better in the city of Houston?
Well, I think one of the things that that we do that's really a positive thing is our members are our best resource. We are very small, and so when you walk into the room, there's not a feeling like you're just there. People come up to you, they talk to you. One of the main things that we do is we go out and we help the community. We work a lot with Santa Maria Hostel. Our mission there is to provide birthday parties for the children that live there with their moms while their moms get help. So we do that every 6 weeks. We have a birthday party for whichever children are there that it's been their birthday. And it's just been so amazing, and it's so rewarding to see them because they wouldn't have a birthday party if it wasn't for ACRP.
Yeah, it's an awesome organization. I've had them on the show a few times over the last several years. They're a great group. I'm very familiar with them. And so that's fantastic. What a great way to touch the community. Do you have a question, Harvey?
Well, just was curious about the commercial real estate. How is it doing here in Houston, and what do you see is affecting it?
Well, I think Houston's obviously not doing as poorly as the rest of the country. We're really lucky that way. A lot of people are moving here. I moved here for a job opportunity. I was in a young leader luncheon the other day, and half of the room had moved here in the last 2 years.
How long have you been here?
I've been here 7.
Interesting. And yeah. Where'd you come from?
The Dallas area.
Okay. Well, which is another area doing very well.
It is. I don't think it's doing quite as well as Houston. You know, we're lucky here that we have the space and the room for businesses to expand. We have the land for businesses to expand. It's not as expensive as it is in Dallas. And so we have a great opportunity there. I've seen recently a lot of build-to-suits, you know, that people are talking about, which is great, where corporations are saying, hey, you know, we're in this office building and we don't have any room to expand, and our needs would be better served by building our own building.
Yeah. And, you know, one of the things that I've noticed out here, Patty, is that, of course, government is so strapped for revenue. And one of the things that is happening is that the government is trying to arbitrarily find as many ways of increasing revenue as they can. And one of those is in the area of taxing property, commercial taxing of property. What do you hear a lot from your members when it comes to this issue?
You know, I actually haven't heard a lot about that. So it sounds like we need to have a speaker come and talk about taxes.
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, I could recommend a great one for you. In fact, Harvey, you talk a little bit about that, because that's one of the things you do at Commercial Tax, is that you're kind of in the front lines combating some of this issue, because government is, I think, arrogant and arbitrary when it comes to this. They're afraid of taxing us directly, you know, people directly. So they use appointed agencies to go do the taxing for them. Tell us about that dynamic.
Well, that's interesting that you say that, and the point that she made about the real estate market here in Houston has seemed to be somewhat stabilized, especially I was reading an article the other day about the office building space and how it was being absorbed, and some of the big new buildings have been occupied. So one of the interesting things on build-to-suits, she also mentioned, is how do you estimate what your property taxes are going to be at the end of the year, of whatever year you're building, you know, what are they going to look at to apply the tax rate to it? Keeping those expenses under lock and key is real important early on, because it'll carry with you every year from then on. And my position is that the cost is not going to be directly proportional to what the market value is going to be. So it's important to be able to estimate what the economic obsolescence would be in that case, and it's because it should be taken into consideration. They don't normally do that.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, one of the things I've found is that a lot of people don't talk about stuff they can't do anything about. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of people think, what can I do about my commercial, you know, my commercial tax rates, you know, it's beyond my control. And so that's why speakers like this is a great idea, because they can actually say, hey, you know what? You don't have to be a victim in this thing. You still might have to pay, but you can fight for what you pay. And I tell you, every time I've used a service like Harvey's, has actually saw a direct result in lower tax rates. So with that, what do people complain about? You know, what are their concerns in the commercial real estate area?
Well, I do have a question for Harvey. Do you find that clients are getting surprised? All of a sudden, they get this huge tax burden and they weren't expecting it?
Absolutely. For my clients that are actually adding on to a building or building a new building, they call up and go, my gosh, my taxes went sky high. What's this all about? You know, and one of the biggest things that I think that they fail to recognize is that what the effect on their value is going to be with that added building or the, you know, a new construction. So that's one of the things that, you know, being able to escrow your property taxes to not be surprised at the end of the year can be a big expense.
Well, that's definitely something our clients would love to know about. So thank you very much for educating me on that.
Yeah, there you go. You never know what's going to happen on a show like this. So you got a great connection there. And I think it's rather huge because, again, I think people feel powerless about it. I think business owners
Absolutely.
Feel powerless. And so they focus on things they can change. You know, and with that, what kind of things do people talk about that they're trying to work, that they're trying to change, things that they would like to see better when it comes to commercial real estate?
Well, obviously, it's the banking issue. It's getting the money. And where's the money going to come from? And that's why REITs are doing so well, because they have the money. They can go out and build the buildings. But, you know, for the little developer guy that's been developing in Houston for 20 years, it's hard for him to go to the bank and get the loan that he needs to build a building.
Yeah.
It's very difficult.
So what are they doing? Hard money lending or, you know, short-term type deals?
Right now, they're just sitting on the sidelines. They're waiting.
A lot of them are sitting on the sidelines. Yeah. Harvey, you have a comment you want to add on that?
Yeah, just, you know, I've recently been involved in a project down by the old Astroworld site, and the guy needed some money to do some developing of his land, and he couldn't get it in commercial lending, so he had to go to private people, friends, brokers that can hook him up with people who have money. So lending is real important.
All right, commercialtax.com. That's the website for our friend Harvey English here, commercialtax.com. I want to encourage you to check them out. And again, you need to go over there to acrp.org for information on the Association of Commercial Real Estate Professionals. Patty Miller, she is with EE Reed. That's eereed.com. They are a construction company. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you, Kevin.
I'm going to go get my oxygen now. This is The Price of Business.